Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today, I want you to just kind of repeat after me. Today is going to be all about positive affirmations, about speaking things as though they are, right? Even if they aren't yet, about proclaiming things that we want to see for our lives and about saying them out loud so that God can hear them and so that we can have people that agree with us on them. So repeat after me. Are you ready? I will be a vessel. I will be a light in dark places. God will use me in ways that my mind can't begin to comprehend. My financial needs will be met. I will not only lack nothing, I will have more than enough. I will go from spaces where I may be in overdraft to an abundance and limitless overflow. My loved ones will be provided for because of my gifts. I am breaking generational curses. I am creating generational blessings. Generational wealth happens as a result of my good works. I will witness strongholds crumble. God is sending me all that I need to be successful. I will lead others to Christ because of my transparency. Those who stand against me will come to know God by watching me. Who once was called an enemy will soon be called an ally in Jesus' name. Everything designed to weaken me will fail. It will be repurposed as a tool for my success. I am worthy. I am victorious, I am powerful, and I win because I begin. What I start, I will finish. I only answer to what God calls me. The best days of my life are ahead of me, and I am excited about the opportunity each day that I have to chase after it all. I release the things of my past. I appreciate the life of my present. And I thank God Almighty for everything in my future. Good things seek me. Bad things flee me. I am protected. I am loved. And God has a perfect plan for my life. I pray that you receive all of that, friend, because God really does have something amazing for you. And I just want you to begin to look at yourself in the mirror and understand that you are deserving of great things, a good love, quality friendships, a romantic partner that becomes a husband or wife that you can chase after kingdom business with together. Let go of what doesn't serve you so God can replace it all with better. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me to do this episode different. Thank you for the opportunity to just see who I'm speaking to today, Lord, and for allowing my friends and I to gather today to just declare the goodness that you are speaking over our lives. Lord, thank you that your word does not fall null and void. Thank you that for as far as my eyes can see, my ears can hear, and that any of my senses can pick up, Lord, you are there. Thank you that there is no mistake too great for your grace, and there is no place that I could go that would be beyond your reach. Thank you that you are quieting the voice that seems to echo through the shadows of the mind of the person listening. that voice that tells them that whatever they're facing is too hard and that they should give up. Lord, we know that that's the voice of the enemy and that what you want is for them to push past that, to show the enemy that they are stronger, more courageous, more resilient, that they have might that they haven't even begun to tap into. Lord, the enemy won't win here. So Lord, we thank you that there is nothing we could come against in this world that you haven't already written victory for. Thank you for the opportunity to gather. Thank you for this week's word. And thank you for whatever is attached to wherever we're going, because we know that whether it feels good or bad, whether it comes easy or it takes a little more effort, that in the end we win because we are attached to you. So we are grateful for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, friend. Listen, play this episode as many times as you need to and send it to someone you love who could use it as well. And I'll catch you next week on Jesus and Coffee.